Welcome to Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro, powered by Beyond, where we dive heart first into all things events in the nonprofit world. Hi, I'm Amy Milne, your host and CEO of Beyond and the Nonprofit Event Collective, where we believe that your events matter. You're not just hosting an event, you're inviting people to join you in changing the world. We're here to talk tricks of the trade and share tales from the trenches so you can produce epic events that inspire participants, raise more money, and change lives. Let's dive in. Hi, it's me, Amy, your host of Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro podcast, joining you today to share a personal story with you good human listeners. A real life experience that got me thinking about how it relates to all of us in the events world when it comes to perseverance and problem solving. Skills we need to be successful in all aspects of our lives, both personally and professionally. If you've been listening along, you'll know that my dad passed away suddenly in August of 2023. Seemingly in good health, this was quite a shock to me, my sister, and our families. If you're new to the pod, and this is the first time you've listened, well, now you're up to speed. What none of you will know is that my dad was an incurable collector. Some, even I, would call him a hoarder. His small East York bungalow nestled away in a corner of Toronto was not only home to him, but to almost every version of the Apple computer ever made, along with anything and everything my grandmother left behind. Endless shelves filled with art supplies, walls and walls of books, original Mad magazines, CDs, floppy disks, the list goes on and on and on and on. While we were filling the 7 20-yard dumpsters full of things, too many to sort through, the neighbor commented that she had never even seen him put out garbage except for recycling in the green bin in the last 35 years. Well, she would be correct. What she also never saw him remove from the house were the 478 boxes of rolled pennies. Yes, you heard me correctly. 478 boxes of rolled pennies. This equates to 7,648 pounds and 1,995,000 pennies. If you're Canadian, you know the penny, the one that was withdrawn from circulation on February 4th, 2013. Yep, that's the one. My dad started bringing them home by the banker's box as soon as he heard they were making the last penny on May 4th, 2012. These banker boxes, I will save you the mental math, are almost 16 pounds a box. And while on the math train, each box is worth $25, and the total sum of this inherited collection to split between my sister and I is worth $11,950. No small sum of money at all. However, what we quickly learned, we were going to have to work for every penny of it. Pardon the pun. Here at Beyond, anyone who has ever worked on our team knows one of my first rules of thumb is, it's never about the problem, it is only about the solution. I use this thinking in all aspects of my life. My kids will sometimes lament as they would like to sit in the problem for a while and stew. However, it's just not in my DNA. My brain doesn't work that way. Given my human design as a manifesting generator, I don't think I have ever sat in a problem for a very long time. I go right into figuring out how to make whatever it is right. Or to quote Maria Forleo, everything is figure outable. I believe this to my core. I have learned and experienced this firsthand. You focus on the problem, you get more problem. You focus on the solution, you get more solution. So you can imagine when faced with the penny problem, the first thing we did was start to look for the solution. Came easy in our minds, lift these heavy suckers into the car, drive them to the bank, get the cash, deposit it, make a great donation, and be done with it. Might take a couple of loads, we thought, but hey, who doesn't like a good road trip? So I loaded up my truck with about 30 boxes to start, and my sister did the same. She descended upon the bank in TO and I in Collingwood. Pennies are still legal tender in Canada, so the banks must take them. So this should be a breeze. 30 to 40 boxes a week between the two of us? This should take us about a month and a half to get them all back. No problem. Even better idea, I've bank accounts at 3 banks, so hopefully I can triple my efforts. Done. A problem. No more. Winning. Well, that's not how the bank saw it. They let us know that we could return a max of 5 boxes per week. 5 boxes per week. Let's do some math again. That would take us about 95 weeks. To note, my sister lives in the US, so she is only here a couple of weeks in a year. And I'm not going to lie, I cried a lot in public at the banks, begging them to help me with this extraordinary problem. This was not a normal size problem. This was an extraordinary size one, and it was going to require an extraordinary solution. Unfortunately for us, no one at the banks thought solution first. They went with what they've always done, allowing us to bring a few boxes back at a time. While many of them said they felt bad for us, their bad feelings were not helping us get these pennies back any faster. You can also imagine my solution-focused mind was blown with a lack of effort on anyone's part to help us with a solution bigger than they have had to find in the past. I had tons of solutions for them. I would fill my pickup truck with as many as I could, meet the armored car each night, given the issue all the banks told us was storage. Great. I don't like lifting things twice. You don't have storage? Great, no problem. We have it. I will meet the armored truck at whatever time and date you tell me to, and we'll get her done. Nope, not going to happen. Not only was it not going to happen, but no one even called to see them if it was possible. Still in solution mode, I went as far as calling the Canadian Mint. You know, the ones who actually make the money? I thought, great, they can surely help me. So when I was put on hold because the young girl who answered had never heard of this before, I was giddy with hope. Well, that only lasted the time I was listening to the hold music because her response from her manager was, "Have you ever heard of Coinstar?" Yep, I sure had. I even called them multiple times, filled out their online form, and no one got back to me or my sister for that matter. Coinstar, for those of you who do not know, is the company that owns the money counting machines at the grocery stores. They collect 13% on every dollar returned. While we were not opposed to paying for a solution, this solution had us standing in our local grocery store unwrapping wrapped coins for hours. How is it that the Mint, the ones who made the money in the first place, couldn't even help us? I didn't even get it. I didn't get it because I knew armored cars carried literal tons of money to their warehouses, and from there it got deposited, shipped, destroyed, whatever they do behind those big brick walls. I knew they could help us. I knew this because I work in events. Years ago, before online donations were a thing, we collected thousands, even millions, a couple of times, of on-site donations, and I booked the armored cars to take all the money away from our sites. However, as a regular citizen, the armored car peeps wouldn't come to my dad's driveway and take the pennies away. At this point, we felt resigned to the fact we were going to have to stick with the solution at hand, and I would just up the efforts by going to more and more banks and leave them with smaller numbers of boxes they would take due to their storage issues. Believe me, this didn't make sense to me either. Storage issues? Branches are not small. However, as I shared, this is not how I operate. Not possible is not a solution I will accept. By the holidays, we had returned just a third of the pennies to one bank in Toronto that would help my sister and to many banks in Collingwood and the South Georgian Bay area that didn't shoo me out the door when I arrived with my hands full. I have shared the penny story, usually with tears, due to my absolute frustration at the lack of solution-focused thinking, to anyone and everyone who will listen in hopes of finding a magical unicorn who would help make the other 277 boxes go away for good. Well, good humans, I am here to tell you perseverance is a thing and family gatherings at the holidays can be worth their weight in gold. Copper, in my instance. I found my magical unicorn. The one who would agree to go out of their way and make it his mission to help us get rid of the last boxes of pennies. My husband's cousin's husband works at a bank. Yep, you're following. I know it. He actually works at the bank that I have been a customer at since I was 10. Side note, this would be the same bank that I went to myself that was the least helpful in the penny mission at my branch. However, I digress. He, of course, like countless others, had never heard of anything like this before, but he figured he could find a few insiders at the bank that would know what to do. I cried again when he said he would help and left him with a box of pennies so he could feel the weight of this situation and understand how much his kindness and solution-focused thinking might just help me and my sister in this time of need. He made this commitment to me on December 26th, and then on February 14th, I was given a Valentine's gift that I will never forget. It was the day I could drive the 277 boxes of pennies to an armored facility, and they would take them away for good. With the love, support, and strength of three of my most important girlfriends, we loaded my F-150 until she could hold no more, and I drove low and slow for 22 kilometers to my destination, offloaded those fucking pennies, drove out of that loading dock 4,432 pounds lighter. I promise you, good humans, I never want to see a penny again. As a nonprofit event pro, we are faced with problems each day in our daily work life and especially on events. It is part of being a good human. What we don't always encounter are solution-focused folks. The difficult customer who only wants to focus on the problem, even when many times they have the solution right in front of them and can't see it. We know the ones. The event donor who calls and says we didn't send them a donation receipt. Yep, we did. Have you checked your junk folder? Or the really big ones when they really can't think to know what to do, like the one when we're on an event and someone's child goes missing. It is up to us to understand the problem and go right to the solution to help our fellow good humans with the problem so life can continue as quickly, safely, and as happily as possible. We have to challenge ourselves to not live in the problem. Our only option, in my professional opinion, is to live outside of the problem and in the solution. A few other things I learned while dealing with a million pennies that I think are worth thinking about as it relates to our jobs as nonprofit event pros. One, you have to tell your story more than you think to get the action you require. Two, humans are kind. Three, humans are not always empowered or set up to deal with extraordinary solutions to extraordinary problems. Four, finding a solution isn't always as easy as we'd like. Five, many good humans can't think beyond what is right in front of them. You know, we've always done it that way. Six, five boxes of pennies is a conversation starter. Seven, people are struggling with aging parents. Eight, telling your story can be helpful to others. Nine, pennies are heavy in physical and emotional weight. 10, people do want to help. 11, a story about a million pennies will make you and others laugh, cry, and cheer. Exactly what we hope all of our events will do. If you ever find yourself with a million pennies, I am your gal. If you are stuck with a problem with one of your events that you can't seem to navigate, I am also your gal. I'm here for the pennies and for the event, communication, marketing problems you might encounter. Solutions are the only way forward, and the quicker we find them, the faster we are on our way to the next one. Here at Beyond, we are a solutions-first fundraising event and marketing agency ready to assist you in finding new ways to raise more money, engage more participants, create new events, or fix old ones to ensure you and your nonprofit organization experiences event success. So, bring us your problems and let us find extraordinary solutions together. Your team and your participants are counting on you. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Real Talk. Thanks so much for listening and doing good in the world. We see you. We can't wait for you to join us next time when we hear from another good human who will share their story, along with tips and tricks that will help you execute extraordinary events that are sure to have a lasting impact on your participants, beneficiaries, donors, and colleagues. Make sure you follow Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show so other nonprofit event pros just like you can find our podcast so they too can create events that matter. Tune in next week to laugh, cry, and cheer with us on another episode of Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro. See you soon. Hey, good human, are you hitting roadblocks with your events and marketing and need a bit of help to take it to the next level? We've got you. Sign up for our monthly hot seat coaching where we will answer your questions live on the podcast. That's right. You'll get to join me, Amy Milne, and my colleague, Lisa Cohen, right here on Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro podcast. And we will share our expertise to help you with your specific questions. Sound good? Great. Fill out the quick form by following the link in the show notes and we'll take it from there. We're stoked to have you on the podcast, good human listener, to guide you through your current challenges. Keep it real.